Hello, this is Robert Lamondre, New York City's Buildings Commissioner. As you know, New York City Buildings Department ensures the safe and lawful use of buildings and properties by enforcing the Building Code and Zoning Resolution. Today I'd like to talk to you about mass climbers. Mass climbers are a great opportunity to maintain and actually build buildings and are used in New York City quite often. They consist of a mast and a platform that rides up and down and many times are used in either construction, demolition, and renovation. For example, they're great for facade work, curtain walls, masonry, and waterproofing. What I'd like to talk to you today about is the recent rules that have come into effect and using those mast climbers and what those requirements are. In 2011, there was a rule that was written, the mast climber rule, and it became an effect which includes training requirements and prototype amendment requirements. It talks about the certificate of approval, operation, and on-site inspections. For example, in the rule, it identifies what we would consider as part of the approval process for a certificate of operation. Things such as an inspection checklist, the critical list of components, disclosure of the history, and letters identifying the service and support and technical support that are used to operate. Since mast climbers actually use a foundation and ride up the side of a building, a professional engineer is involved to make sure that the design will sustain any use. So for example, the ground and surface conditions have to be considered. Footings, foundations, and structures have to be designed, and a setup plan, and make sure that when it's attached to the building, that it actually meets those tests as well. So with any large piece of equipment that's used for construction, certainly the Department of Buildings and OSHA require mitigation for safety, making sure that the workers are safe and that the work can be done in a safe manner. Pre-task planning is a must, but from our perspective, we want to make sure that before the workers get on the mast climber, that it's safe to work on. And while they're doing the work, that it can be used properly. So for example, we would expect that not only after the installation and the design is done, that there's an inspection. Certainly the inspection, once it gets installed, is very important. Making sure that it's installed according to the approved plans by the engineer of record, that the tie-in connections and anchorage are appropriate, the grounding conditions and footings and foundations were done properly, the structural supports were done, pull-out tests, plumbness, and a filed report that was completed prior to it being used. Certainly, in addition to that, fall protection is really important. As we all know, we want to make sure that workers that start out the day on a mast climber actually go home at night as well. And those typical fall protection systems would be identified on the plans. And of course, the most important thing is that there's a wind and out of service requirement. Based on the codes and based on the type of mast climber, there is a point in time where a mast climber can't be used depending on the wind speed. That should be identified on the plans and communicated to the workers to make sure that they understand that they don't use it in windy conditions. In addition to make sure that the mast climber was designed properly and also installed properly, we at the Department of Buildings would expect an owner's inspection certificate of on-site inspection. The equipment owner or authorized representative can do this work and verify the critical components and make sure that it's in compliance with ANSI sections according to the building code. In addition, safety meetings and talks need to occur, making sure that the workers understand how to operate the system, and prior to the commencement of the installation or removal of any of all those operations, there need to be safety meetings 24 hours prior. So, mast climber training providers are providers that shall be approved by the Department of Buildings. You can qualify, and you can certainly go to our website to get more information. You can either be a registered New York State Department of Labor apprenticeship training program, an educational institution or school, a mass climber, manufacturer, or owner. Of course, not only should there be the pre-test planning and the safety meetings, but logs need to be kept on site. The logs should have the installation or removal supervisor information. They should identify when the safety meetings and talks were taking place. The supervisor and worker training information for the installation, removal, and operation should be in this log, as well as any identified any accidents, repairs and adjustments, or any hazardous conditions that were observed. All this should be identified in the log and kept on the log, so when the Department of Buildings or an OSHA inspector comes, they can inspect that log. Some general safety notes that you should be aware of is that platform location shall remain stationary at the lowest position after installation and prior to the plumbness verification, anchor bolt torque test, and welding inspection. The platform should be brought to the lowest position and remain stationary for out of service. And the wind speed maximum safe in service and out of service information shall be provided for all configurations. The use and operation of the mast climber shall cease if winds exceed 30 miles per hour or at a lower wind speed when recommended by the manufacturer. Utilizing all of these inspections, checklists, and meetings will allow you to make sure that your mast climber can operate, can effectively perform construction, and keep workers safe. For the full presentation given at the Build Safe, Live Safe conference, please refer to the reference section of the Department of Buildings website. And good luck, and thanks for listening.